When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. In today's video, I want to talk about something that a trap that I think a lot of believers we fall into, and that's being way too nice and passive as it relates to business. I see it so many times to where a lot of believers will either undercharge, undervalue themselves, give away things for free, bend on their boundaries for the sake of, oh, this is a Christian company. I want to help people. But we will have to toughen up and put our foot down on some things to build the business that God has called us to build. So for those of you guys who fall into the too nice category, listen up. God is a just God. He is loving, kind, consistent, persistent. God is all of the amazing things that you could think of, but God also is a very just God. He holds us accountable. He said his word will never return back to him void. So in other words, I said what I say as it relates to the Bible. God isn't passive by any means. And so why would we go out and be passive as it relates to business? God is calling us to do some serious things out in this world. Like, the enemy is the god of this world. If you spend 5 seconds looking at the TV, looking around, you will see how the enemy is just running rampant out here in these streets. And God is calling us to really build things, to spread the gospel, to make disciples. And you cannot do that without being confrontational sometimes. You can't do that without going against the status quo, without pissing some people off. You just cannot. And so as Christians, I think we become so ineffective when we're so nice that we're not really putting our foot down and doing what it is that we're called to do the way we're called to do it. If you're giving away your business ideas or your products or services or whatever away for free, that's taken away from your ability to be able to build what you're called to build, because you need money to do that. So if you're not making money, then how are you going to continue to reinvest in the business? How are you going to pay yourself so that you can have the freedom to really go all in with what God is calling you to do if you're just giving everything away? It doesn't make you more Christian to give away products or services for free. It doesn't make you more noble or more righteous to take a smaller paycheck or anything like that. It just makes you someone with less money than you need to have. That's it. And so we have to adapt this mindset when it comes to business. Like, this is God's business. I'm his worker and I need to get it done. Imagine going reporting to your CEO at your job and being like, I felt bad and I know we're supposed to help this person, so I gave it to them for free. They're gonna be looking at you like, what? Huh? How'd it work? You're gonna get fired. Because you're wasting the company's resources. So don't waste your resources. Take God's business seriously and get done what needs to get done. And I found that a lot of people fall into this trap because they really don't have an understanding of like the big picture of what they're exactly being called to do. So you may know that, oh, I'm going to start a coaching business around whatever, or I'm going to create this paper products line or whatever. You may have the general understanding of what lane you're going in, but I found that when people just start getting confused and start getting passive and bending boundaries and just not really being effective is when you don't understand the big picture and what exactly you're building. And so this is why I always talk to everyone about having business meetings with God, because it's through those business meetings where you'll be able to sit with him and he'll be able to say, okay, this is what I'm calling you to do with this.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
And this is how I need you to do it in order to get there. I feel like when you really understand the blueprint and the plan, you'll be a lot more committed to getting it done and a lot less likely to kind of be pulled by your emotions or getting walked all over in the process. So if you have not put yourself in a position where you're having those business meetings with God, please do that. We have videos on it, so maybe we can put it in the description so that you can watch the video of what that looks like. But make sure that you're having those business meetings with God so that you're doing what He's calling you to do with this business and not folding because you have a big heart. And then once you have that business meeting, then you can go back to track your progress. So for me, I have like a big business meeting usually once a year, especially because I have a team. I can't be changing the plan up or telling them new things every week or anything like that. I have to have a clear vision and a goal for a year at a time so that I can be able to effectively communicate it with everybody else and we can be able to track our progress. And so I do it once a year. But every quarter or so, I'm checking in like, okay, let me see. God told us that our focus this year is efficiency. So how efficient are we really being? Are we wasting time? Are we wasting money? Are we doing things in a complicated way versus a smooth process? Just really checking in on that progress. And it allows us and me to be able to make any adjustments necessary in real time. So by the time the year is over, we can really see that we've made progress to what God set us out to do during that year. So having that business meeting is step one, is that just that anchor, that precedent that you need to have in your business consistently. And then also set aside time to really check in to make sure that you're holding yourself accountable to getting that done and seeing through whatever was revealed in your business meeting. And if you're earlier on in business, you could have it more often. I said I do it a year because I have the team, but you can do it every week. You could do it every month, whatever. However frequently you need to do it, then do that. But just make sure that you're executing what He's called you to do and you're not being dismayed by naysayers or leeches who are trying to get you to give your products or services away or be too nice about it. So you ain't learned that from me today. Understand? It's not time to fold. It's not time to get soft, you guys. It's time to execute what God has called us to execute and not let people sell you short or have you out here giving away products and services for free when you need those resources to be able to build up the kingdom. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's Not Paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.